Welcome back. I am Stephanie Trussell. We are back for our second hour every Sunday from 9 until midnight. We start the week off on the right foot. Well, everywhere in the news, especially in Illinois, I don't know if it made national news, that the city of Chicago, for the seventh time in 2 years, it's gone down seven notches in 2 years. Moody has dropped Chicago's credit rating to junk status, and the only reason I know that is because I happen to follow the IllinoisPolicy.org website, and it's an Illinois Policy Institute is an independent research and education organization generating public policy solutions aimed at promoting personal freedom and prosperity in Illinois. And I tell you, we certainly need that. Welcome to the Stephanie Trussell Show once again. Ted Dabrowski, Vice President of the IllinoisPolicy.org.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Oh, it's a great night. And I've been kind of worried, looking forward to this, but also worried as that a lot of people heard the news, put it on the back shelf, and they're like, I don't understand. What does that mean? They don't get it. Because we know what happens when our personal credit rating drops. That means you go and apply for a card at Target. They're going to tell you no. What does it mean for the city of Chicago? Because it not only affects the city, but it's the Board of Education, Park District, and so many other entities that are related to that.
Well, you know, it's hard to imagine Chicago being in trouble. And you know, talk of bankruptcy in comparison to Detroit. It's kind of, when you walk around the streets, it's, you know, it's bustling, everything is going well. But when you scratch beneath the surface and you look at all the debt, the rating agencies are saying, hey, Chicago is now junk bond, which means that it's becoming riskier. And, you know, what that means is that people who lend money to Chicago are going to have second thoughts about, wow, at some point I may not get repaid. Now, that's all good and fine for finances, but really what it means is that Chicago's in trouble, and it might mean much, much higher property taxes, a lot less money spent on education, public safety, roads, and much more spent to repair its pension problem. And it could just mean much, much higher taxes and the fear that people could leave the city and that companies could leave the city and just make it a less special place that it is today.
Now, people may not be familiar with the number, and I got this off your website, IllinoisPolicy.org, $100 billion of unfunded pension liability. How do you begin to dig yourself out of that hole without doing all the things you just listed, raising taxes and cutting back on all the things that people normally need? That's what they look for when they come to a city, and cutting all those will make people leave, as you said. So how do we get out of this hole?
Well, Stephanie, now the number you mentioned is the unfunded liability at the state level. Chicago has its own unfunded liability.
Right.
It's got another $20 billion as a city, and then when you pile on everything else, it's got about $32 billion in unfunded liabilities for pensions. So the numbers are outrageous, and there's really, when you look at those numbers, the city and the state don't have the resources to pay that back. Effectively, I'd say Chicago is already bankrupt. They just, you know, they still have the cash flow, but they have no way of ever paying that back. And so what has to happen, you know, there's all kinds of solutions being thrown around, you know, everything from extending the amount of time we take to pay out this into forever. The key things that has to change is the pension system has to change. We've got this defined benefit pension system that guarantees workers benefits until they die, and that's no longer affordable. Nobody in the private sector gets those anymore. Today, everybody gets 401ks, and until we change the system from this pension, this old pension style to 401k style plans, we're going to be in this trouble for a long, long time.
Now, the difference in the 401ks and the plans that a lot of these city and federal workers, state workers, are promised, they're not even paying in as much as a person that has a 401k, because I heard a number recently that the ousted governor, Quinn, he paid in like $200,000 or something, and he's going to get millions of dollars back if he lives until, let's say, 80.
Well, you know, the career workers that work for the city and the state, you know, they'll put in money. They'll put in what they were supposed to pay, put in, or at least everything that was agreed upon. Mm-hmm. But there's still very generous benefits. And if you look at a career worker who works for the city, the state, they'll do pretty well in retirement. The average, I'll give you the case for an Illinois teacher. Once they retire after a career in teaching, they'll average about a $70,000 pension the rest of their life, which will grow at automatic 3% because of this cost of living adjustment. So they are generous, and the problem is that, you know, the teachers didn't do anything wrong in negotiating those. That's what they got.
Right.
It's just that it's no longer affordable for the city and the state to pay those benefits out.
So how do we get in this hole? Who do we point our fingers at? Instead of talking about parties, but in general, what, because there were years where people were, where the people in charge were not putting in the money that should have gone into the pensions?
Well, just bottom line is you got to blame the politicians, right? They're the ones in charge. They're the ones that set the laws. They're the ones that decide whether to put the money into the pensions or not. And, you know, they were even bold enough to have a few years where they would just say, hey, we don't have enough money, so we're not gonna fund the pensions like we should. And so it's really you can't have something like this run by politicians where it's too easy for them to cheat the system, to, you know, rig the system, to give out benefits when they need to get the union support, but then turn around and not fund the system when they don't have the money. So it's a corrupt system. It's a bankrupt system. And, you know, if I were a city worker, I'd be so ticked off at the politicians. I wouldn't want any solution that involved politicians to be passed. I'd want it to be where I actually had my own 401k, where I controlled my money. You know, it was in my account. It was mine, and I wouldn't have to rely on politicians and their promises they're the same promises every year.
Now, I don't know if you can speak to the difference between Detroit and Chicago. There was an article going around why Chicago's in worse state than Detroit. Were they able to write off a lot of their debt?
Well, so yes, you know, they did go bankrupt. They went bankrupt under federal bankruptcy law, which means that you know, like pensions right now are protected in the state in Illinois under the Constitution. But if Chicago were to go bankrupt under federal law, and right now it can't, but if the laws change, it could. Mm-hmm. If it were to go bankrupt under federal law, then pensions would be thrown in the creditor pool just like everything else, and so pensions would be subject to being cut. And retiree health care for government workers. Or in Detroit, there were very massive cuts in the retiree health care plans for government workers. And pensions were also cut. The cost of living adjustments were cut. And so, yeah, they paid a price in Detroit. But Chicago has a much bigger amount of debt, especially on pensions, than Detroit ever did.
Oh, that's amazing. I don't know this. I don't want to throw you a softball. Runners planned the whole right to work thing went down in flames. What does that mean?
Well, you know, Rauner's trying to change the narrative. And, mm-hmm. you know, the narrative for all these people who have looked at the downgrades, who've looked at the Supreme Court ruling that says you can't touch pensions, you know, the narrative has become, oh, we need tax hikes. But that's a very, very dangerous thing for Illinois and for
right.
Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at Detroit, that was their solution, more tax hikes. But what happened to Detroit was what's happening to us is that people are leaving. And Detroit taxpayers left. First there was the middle income, then the rich and the blacks and the whites, and suddenly there were no taxpayers left in Detroit. And that's where they went bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Rauner's trying to stop the flow of people leaving Illinois. He doesn't want to raise taxes. He wants to change that narrative. And so he's changed it. But of course, the status quo doesn't want to make any reforms, and so it's a big battle right now.
You know, it's so interesting. It's so awesome to have a site like IllinoisPolicy.org. You go to like Conservative Review, what all of our politicians are getting an F in as far as policies that will help us, and it's so nice to have a resource like this, IllinoisPolicy.org. There's just two of the topics that you guys cover. You guys cover so many different things. It's a great site to check out every day, and I love when it pops up in my news feed. I encourage everyone to follow you guys on Twitter and Facebook. And again, thank you. We're speaking with Ted Dabrowski, Vice President of IllinoisPolicy.org. Thank you again. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you. 312-591-8900. We've got